Someone recently asked me if he's allowed to use SodaStream. He just got it. I don't know if it was a Hanukkah gift or something, but he just got the SodaStream and wanted to know the halachas of whether it's permitted to be used on Shabbos or not. So I don't really know how this works. I've heard of it, but he told me that it's not electrical. I don't know if there are different types, but the one he had is not electrical. If it is electrical, obviously it would be usher. So let's assume the SodaStream that we're referring to has no problem, no electricity, no batteries, and not powered by anything. Is it permitted to be used on Shabbos? So what potential problems might there be? So it could be a problem of Makabe Patish, it could be a problem of molded, changing something, changing forms. It could be Uvda Dechol. So let's talk about Makabe Patish for a moment when it comes to foods. There is a Yushalmi that the Poskim quote in the seventh parak of Shabbos that has a case where they apply Makabe Patish to a particular type of food. So you're creating something, you're fixing something, you're completing an item. So Makabe Patish applies to food. So accordingly, it would seem that making seltzer would be a problem because you're Makabe Patish, you're finishing the product, and now it's ready to be used as seltzer. The Chuvat Sitz Eliezer, Chelik Aleph Simen Chof, and Perek Zion, he quotes from his father-in-law, the Beis Yitzchak, that in fact it is usur to make seltzer on Shabbos because of Makabe Patish. He does note at the end, though, the Tzitz Eliezer, that everyone seems to be makel. On what grounds are people makel? So although the Tzitz Eliezer sounds like it's only a limud zechus what people are makel, we're about to see many poskim that think it's even lichatchila one's allowed to make seltzer on Shabbos. So the Ber Halacha commenting on Simen Shin Yud Ches Sivdalid Dibra Maschal V'Hadar Chasam, it's referring to a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that if you wash a fish with some warm water, that's Gemar Malachtan, that's completing it. It's now ready to be eaten. So what's the problem with washing down fish with warm water and making it ready to be eaten? So the Prima Gadlim says it's a problem of Makabe Patish. The fish is now considered edible. It's all fixed up and ready to be eaten, ready to be used. That's a problem of Makabe Patish. The Ber Halacha, who covers almost half the page there, he goes and discusses that the Prima Gadlim is incorrect. Many other Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rambam, and others all argue that the problem of using warm water to wash fish is a problem of bishul. This is an issue of bishul, that since fish is something that's very delicate, it's kalia bishul, it gets easily cooked, so warm water would be a violation of bishul. But there is no concern here at all of Makabe Patish. He goes on to discuss this further. He doesn't note the Yushalmi at all. He seems to ignore the Yushalmi. But in the end of the day, the Ber Halacha says what comes out from all of this is that Makabe Patish is not a violation when it comes to food. You could ignore that Malacha and do it as long as there are no other issues at hand. Makabe Patish doesn't apply to food. So it seemed from this that making seltzer, putting in the gas into the water would not be a problem of Makabe Patish and would be permitted. Shulchan Shlomo, one of the students of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he writes that, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman, that there is no violation, it's not Makabe Patish, it's not considered Uvda Dechol, this is completely permitted. And sometimes, what about changing the cartridge, putting in new gas? That too is fine, said Rav Shlomo Zalman, because it's no different than filling up a salt shaker with more salt. All that is permitted. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, it's mutter. Shvisha Shabbos in Melacha Bishel Sif Katan Chav Zayin, he said that the Chassam Sofer were also permitted making seltzer. Now I was a little surprised when I saw this. I didn't know seltzer was such a old invention, so I did a little research, which means Google, and apparently it was invented by a man by the name of Joseph Priestley in America in the year 1767. The Chassam Sofer was born a few years prior to its discovery, in which case he did live at the time where this shaila probably became very relevant by the time it made its way over to Europe. So already he was a Talmud Chacham and a Posek, so he paskin, apparently, I don't know the sources, but it seemed that he paskin and he himself practiced making seltzer on Shabbos. Mincha Shlomo, Chuvas Mincha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman of Orbach, he quotes Tzitz Eliezer, and noting that who quoted the Beis Yitzchak, who said it was Asr, but it seems from the end of the day, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Makel in making soda or seltzer on Shabbos. The Chuvas Rav HaPalim, Chelik Aleph Or Chaim, Simen Yud Ches, he paskin like the Yushalmi though. He paskin that there is a problem of Makabe Patish when it comes to food. That being said, though, even though it is usur when it comes to food, it doesn't apply to seltzer. Makabe Patish doesn't apply to seltzer. Why? Makabe Patish is only a problem when you take something that's inedible, take something that's not usable, and now you're giving it a use. But if it's something that's already usable, the water beforehand is something that's drinkable. You haven't really made it now more drinkable. You just changed it. You added flavor. You added some bubbles to it. That's not a violation of makom patish. Makom patish is only where something was not usable, and now you've made it usable. I remember a person once asked, are you allowed to put stays in a collar on Shabbos? Is that considered makom patish? Now your shirt is complete. And the answer is it's permitted to, because your shirt's going to still function as a shirt. Your collar's still going to function as a collar without the stays. The stays gives a little bit more firmness. It's going to stay straight more. That's not makom patish. Makom patish is only changing something, allowing it to be used when it once wasn't. And therefore, even though Chuvas Rav Paul and Paskins that makom patish in general applies to food, when it comes to soda, when it comes to making seltzer, there is no violation of makom patish. So it seems across the board, everyone would allow, other than that Shuvas Tzitz Eliezer, most poskim say you are allowed to make seltzer on Shabbos. One thing to keep in mind, I assume it's obvious though, but make mention of it anyways, that obviously you can't make seltzer on Shabbos for use afterwards. That would be a violation of Hachana. You can only make seltzer for the use of Tzarech Shabbos. If it happens to be you have some leftover, so then let it be. You have leftover. You didn't do it for that intention. You can never exactly have the right amount that you need for Shabbos. But you can't do a dafka for using after Shabbos. This gets into another question, just one other example I came across. Are you allowed to make jello on Shabbos? Is that going to be makom patish, mixing the water and then the jello and placing it into the refrigerator, letting it sit and rest and solidify? Is that a violation? So we said before that most poskim assume that there is no problem of makom patish by food, and therefore it should be permitted. The Rav Azna writes, even if you assume, even if you're machmir, that there is makom patish by jello, he thinks everyone would agree by jello it would not be a problem, because jello doesn't transform right away. You place in the refrigerator, and over time, on its own, the refrigerator, the coolness, the coldness, makes it transform. But you're not the one transforming it. Transforming makom patish by food is only when you're doing it directly, you're involved. Here, you just mix it together, nothing happens. It changes color, but nothing happens, nothing transforms it. That's the over time sitting in the refrigerator. So he thinks all opinions would say there is no makom patish when it comes to making jello on Shabbos. But he says, l'chachila, one shouldn't, because there's another problem of making jello on Shabbos. That's the problem of nolad. There's two things. There's molad and there's nolad. Not melachas. These are isuri derabanan. They look like melachas. Molad is when you make something on your own. You create something new. It's not a melacha. Let's say possibly brushing teeth and using a whipped cream. That might be molad, where you're actively making it. That's molad is usur according to all opinions. Nolad is where you're creating a situation and you're allowing it in the passive way, nolad, to be created on its own. Making ice might be under this category, letting ice melt. I'm not getting involved in that discussion right now. So he says, placing jello in the refrigerator is like making ice and would be a problem of nolad, and lichachila we recommend not allowing for nolad on Shabbos. So lichachila one shouldn't make it on Shabbos. But again, not because of makom patish, but because of nolad, which again, there's room to be mekel. If you allow making ice on Shabbos as well, that's a whole other discussion. The person who asked me the question about soda stream, he also wanted to know, is there a problem of adding flavors to it? Is that or changing colors? So this is part of a larger discussion, but typically adding flavors, adding smell. Smell's a problem. You can't spray perfume or cologne in your clothing. That's molded, what the Gemara in Beitza says. But adding flavor, that's not a problem of molded. And the fact that it changes color, that's a whole other discussion. But just very simply, that if your intention is not to change color, your intention is to flavor, and mimela happens to also change the color, but that's not your true intention, then according to all opinions, there's no violation of coloring. There would be a violation of tzoveya, coloring it. There's a discussion, there might be, according to some poskim, there's never an issue of coloring food, but that's for another time. In the end of the day, what most poskim say is, it's certainly best to make soda before, and just to avoid the whole shayla, just to be machmir. But if one doesn't have enough seltzer, enough time, if he needs to make more seltzer on Shabbos, it seems to most poskim, you're completely allowed to make the seltzer on Shabbos, and you can even add the flavoring as well.